So let's talk about proprietary and closed source intelligence. That means that it's not open to the public, and you're generally going to have to pay to get it either as a subscription to the service or you have some other package with them and it's part of the deal. So closed source intelligence, that basically means it's not open to the public. So they do own the information. They do their own gathering and research. They use custom tools, analysis models, and other proprietary methods. And one reason companies might use that is that they don't want to share their data. So if I go to VirusTotal and search a file and that goes to VirusShare, well, it'll show who uploaded the file to check it, the name of the company, etc. And maybe I don't want people to know that information. So that's one reason people may use closed source intelligence. Another reason is there's so much open source stuff, it can be overwhelming. You know, which site do you believe? Which site's the most accurate? Etc., etc. So having a single source that is closed, that is proprietary, may be a little less overwhelming. So commercial closed source intelligence is often part of a service offering, which can be a compelling resource for security professionals. And then what do you do when a threat feed fails? The authors of the textbook learned a lesson about up-to-date threat feeds a number of years ago after working with IDS and IPS vendors, which is detection and prevention systems. The vendor promised up-to-date feeds and signatures for current issues, but they tended to run behind other vendors in the marketplace. So, you know, if you're not getting an up-to-date feed, or if your feeds aren't accurate, then you could, you know, be running behind and have issues with getting hacked because you don't have the right patch or you are unaware of a vulnerability that came out 2 days ago. So depending on who you are, you know, it could be that fast that you're attacked. So then threat maps. Threat maps are basically maps that show you where attacks are coming from and where they're going to. I worked at a previous employer who used a software called CrowdStrike, which is it's a premier software, proprietary, and they have an amazing threat map. And when something kicked off around the world, that map would blow up, and you would know to be ready. You would know what was coming. The textbook lists Checkpoint, which is another proprietary company, which has one. So basically it tells you, you know, where attacks are coming from and what part of the country or world they're going to. So, you know, if I live in Michigan, so if you're in Michigan and nothing's coming to your state, then you can rest a little easy, but when that map blows up, you know to hold on and get ready. So, but threat maps are cool because you can see what's going on in the world, not just limited to what's going on in your system.